Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, September 11th, 2001. It's interesting. It's taken 20 years for people to finally wake up. Now, I know the good people in New York. As a matter of fact, 50% of them, after those two towers miraculously fell from the heat at the top of the building. And, of course, we just want to overlook the 150 eyewitnesses and ear witnesses that heard demolition, and that being coming from that of firemen and police officer, and again, just spectators and or citizens in New York. If only people would have listened to their forefathers like James Madison, the father of our Constitution, when he had said that a tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, you're the ones that are under attack. Just for the record, you're the ones that are under attack. What was created after September 11th? First of all, they named it the Patriot Act, which should have been called the Act of Tyranny. That was all waiting in the shelf for a crisis so they could implement it, and that's exactly what they did. Oh, P.S., it's exactly what Adolf Hitler did when he attacked his own own Reichstag. What did he do? He implemented something called Fatherland Security. You have something called Homeland Security, right? Then what did they do? They gave 72 definitions of what a terrorist is, and P.S., if you're not paying attention, what they're doing right now is they're doing their best to define those 72 domestic terrorists as anybody that resist their global order. That's why they're given special categories and special rights that don't exist constitutionally to protect people that are in fact attacking those that corruption wants you to attack. Okay? They're being used, as I've said before, as a political battering ram to upend the U.S. Constitution and your Christian heritage. Who's under attack more than the church in America? Nobody is. Another thing that you might want to pay attention to, friends, who's allured the illegals into America? I know that people live on short-term memories, and by the way, so do the politicians. They count on the fact that you have a short-term memory concerning their crimes and what they've been responsible for. And I'm saying all that to say this, friends, this is why they're doing it again. So the last 3 years, we had a crisis that was all created. We all know that. I'm going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. Matter of fact, yesterday I had highlighted the fact that Chris Cuomo, who pushed the COVID jabs on CNN, now admits that the Moderna vaccine destroyed his health. You know what? I can work with that. I can work with that. Because I'm going to show you a video in just a couple minutes where Chris actually comes out and he tells the people that he's sorry for what he did. He got misinformation, he said, and now he's coming out telling you what we've been telling you all along. And anybody else that's been telling you the truth concerning the created crisis, okay? Again, I can work with that. I respect that. That's awesome that he's standing up and doing that. Because he's got a lot to lose, just like anybody else does that tells the truth. But I'm saying that, friends, over the last 3 years, we're under another created crisis. Now we see how many people have been genocided. Somehow or another, the American people aren't paying attention to who the father of the vaccine is, the one that opened the curtains to those that have assailed the American people, and not just in America, but on a worldwide basis. They're trying to put them back into the people's White House, and they're trying to get you to believe that they're talking for you, when in fact they're not. People are waking up to who Donald Trump is, and hopefully so are you concerning the issues at hand. Because if you think things are bad right now, just wait until that devil gets back into office, John 8:44. Mark my words on what I'm telling you right now. Again, people need to understand that history is written by dictators who were loved by the people, not hated by the people. Now, I know I've shared that with you several times, but I need to reiterate that because I want people to pay attention so history does not repeat itself, because that's the circle and cycle that we're in right now. Read Deuteronomy 1, friends. Read Deuteronomy 1 when you get a moment, because that's exactly where America is. They're going around the circle one more time, and we don't want to do that. We want to get straightened out here by grace. You know, the law shows me how crooked I am. Grace comes along, and it straightens me out. Well, we need to be straightened out by the Lord right now, and this falls to the children of the Lord, and I'm talking about the Israel of God, Christians on a worldwide basis, just for the record, to give you the proper definition as to who Israel is, not just geographically, friends, but also who those people are. And we've given you that definition over and over and over again, and we wanted to give it to you just one more time. Now, I want to reiterate one more point before we start rocking the show today. In every age, it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism. Make America great again. Adolf Hitler, make Germany great again. That's exactly what he did. Here we go. Same thing happening today. He'll wrap himself in the cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people. Is that what's happening today? It's exactly what's happening. But the reason I'm saying all this, friends, isn't it amazing how your government is stealing away your tax dollars and giving $61 billion to a Nazi nation? And I'm talking about Zelensky, that sodomite, that Nazi himself, that actor. If you think I'm kidding, go online. It's easy to find. Isn't it interesting? They're stealing your money and they're giving it to Ukraine. They're under attack, right? Now Israel's under attack. You know, before that it was a third world country that's under attack. They're casting these things into your mind so you get behind them blindly. Americans, we need to knock that nonsense off. I've given you warnings from 1957 concerning the general during that time that told us that, listen, MacArthur I'm speaking of, he said if we don't blindly get behind the government's next new thing, then we're going to be considered to be enemies of the state. Well, we've heard George Bush say that. We just heard Donald Trump say that the other day when he was calling for the death penalty for anti-Semitism. And it's not anti-Semitism, friends, that we're talking about here. We're talking about Zionism. We're talking about those that study the Talmud. We're talking about the Pharisees that were in fact responsible for crucifying the Christ, if you make distinction in the Word of God. Read again Revelation 3:9, Matthew 27, go to Romans 2:28, start there. Also John 3:9, and friends, the list goes on. John 8, read the whole chapter. Make distinction. That's important that you do. But really, who's under attack? We just heard. Listen to me. For the fourth day in a row, we've heard the exact same commercials about how this anti-Semitic push is taking place and how they're under attack. But Americans, are you really paying attention to who's under attack? It's not them, it's the Christians in America. And again, hope you're paying attention. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, I got to tell you, friends, I just, for the life of me, don't understand when we talk about issues that the people themselves must bring about the resolution to. They just have no interest in it whatsoever. If you ever want to know why you're in trouble, that's exactly why. And if you think the Lord's just going to go overlook that, you're sadly mistaken. Read Numbers 32:23, folks. And for us to just sit back and allow the things to take place that are taking place, Americans deserve exactly what they're getting right now. And there's absolutely no excuse as to why it's happening. I was just highlighting during the last segment, friends, as to how everybody's under attack, when in fact, Americans, you're under attack by your said representative federal and state governments. And I'm not talking about all of them. I'm talking about the corrupt. Look at your borders are wide open. How come they're not highlighting that? No, they're talking about how Ukraine needs more money and they're stealing away your tax dollars. No, they need to be protected by the American people. Hey, folks, I said it yesterday, and listen carefully. When a government can take $61 billion and add it to $34 trillion of a national deficit and take that money and help another country, that means you're being overtaxed. And that means you have a bunch of robbers inside of the halls of government that need to be lawfully dealt with. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And to suggest otherwise, you are sadly mistaken. Evil men understand not judgment. And it's time that you understand judgment, friends, because it guards your liberties. And that statement is right above the heads of the nine unelected corrupt individuals sitting on the Supreme Court justice or bench right now. Forgive me. That's Exodus 20 above their heads, and Isaiah 51 verse 4, and Isaiah 26 verse 9 as well, right under Moses there. Just so you know, okay? Let's get over to the next point. Again, I just want to make sure that you all understand that you're the ones that are under attack. Matter of fact, according to the report right now, FirstLiberty.org, hostility and violence against churches in America is at an all-time high. According to a recent Family Research Council report, they documented more than 430 accounts in 2023, more than double the number in 2022. That's an 800% increase in incidents since 2018 and an average of 39 attacks every month. Folks, I can tell you exactly the groups that are doing this. It's the very groups that the said corrupt politicians are trying to normalize, the crimes that they're trying to advocate that the Lord calls an abomination. That's where those attacks are coming from. The corrupt within the halls of government are strengthening, friends, your enemies within the borders. And that's exactly why they're opening the borders to your enemy. Now, you can call it for what you want to call it, and you can call me what you want to call me, but the fact of the matter is I'm only making reference to the law that these criminals are violating, Romans 3:20, John, 1 John 3:4. I'm calling for the magnification of the law. Is that right? Yeah, it's right. The government's purpose is to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous to actually maintain order restrain men from violating God's moral law. That's the three purposes of government. So if that makes me a rebel, then that would equate me to Elijah on top of the mountain, standing off with Ahab and his wife Jezebel and all the false prophets, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would. And I'm okay there. Amen. Hallelujah. This is absolutely ridiculous, friends. Again, I'm reiterating this for a reason. You are the ones that are under attack. Incidents in churches under attack by the enemies that your said representative government and agencies are enabling, advocating for, are the ones that are creating this 800% increase in incidents since 2018. Call it what you will. I'm just, quite frankly, I mean, the American people, you've sat back and watched this said administration, the one before it, the one before it, the one before it, the one before it, commit the act of treason time and time again, and you've done nothing. The American people have done nothing. What do we do? That's what they keep saying. What do we do? The same thing I'm doing. The same thing anybody else that cares about their country is doing. What is the job of the church? To open your mouth and to reprove the works of darkness. Ephesians 5:11. To stand in the gap, to protest, because we have a right. I don't care about what happened on January 6th, friends, in the sense of, you know what, we better be afraid of what they're going to do. No, we don't take counsel from our fears. We take counsel from the Word of God, where that fear is strong confidence, Proverbs 28. Just the exact opposite. That whole January 6th, friends, was to browbeat you into submission. This is why they're slowly picking off anybody and everybody that was there, as if to suggest that those people didn't have a lawful right to be there. And again, the great wonder of the age is the American people don't see that the guy that's running for the people's White House, he was called the leader of the coup. He's completely free to go ahead and do what he wants to do, but all of those others, those 1,200 patriots that stood behind him, were what? They were allured, they were led, they were entrapped, and then accused of the crimes that the FBI and paid provocateurs were guilty of committing. That also includes the D.C. police. And you know it's true. I have yet to hear anybody denounce that truth. But it's happening, right? Yeah, it's happening. Wanted to show you as to what's going on across the border here. There's about 39 million people in Canada that are letting a sodomite, just like in America, that are letting a sodomite go ahead and dictate at will while the politicians play games with the rights of the people, not understanding that somebody had to fight, bleed, and die to give them the rights that they have. And it's amazing how they're just so willing to squander them and to desecrate the blood of those men underfoot. It truly is. But look at this. This is Mike Adams. He's a friend of mine over at Natural News. Canada introduces horrifying retroactive hate speech law that punishes past speech and imprisons people deemed likely to commit a hate crime. Now, folks, again, laws are already in place. These hate crimes, it's all nonsense. They're trying to define define who the criminals are, and then what they're doing is they're trying to set the narrative in making those criminals be what they want them to be so they can call them domestic terrorists or those that are guilty of hate crimes. Notice how none of this was around, friends, before the sodomites began to attack the American people. Did you know this? Oh, speaking of which, sodomites, did you know that the when the homosexuals entered into the Cub Scouts, did you know, in the Boy Scouts, did you know that there's over $34 billion in punitive damages concerning victims in those organizations that were committed by their Cub Scout leaders, their Boy Scout leaders? Did you know that? And it's so bad now that the Boy Scouts now have to change their name. Why? Because 74% of all those families pulled their kids out of the Boy Scouts. 74%. These are the ones that your politicians are empowering, just like over there in Canada. That's why they're pulling in all of your opposition, those that mean to conquer, friends. Again, just like Adolf Hitler, he used the Muslims to kill off his political opposition. It's here, right in our own backyard now. Okay. Also wanted to let you know, just for those that think it might be something that's just way out there, because what we're talking about right now is hitting the target concerning the issues that need your attention. Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, said Ben Franklin, the Constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Republics and limited monarchs deceive or derive, their strength and vigor from a popular examination into the actions of magistrates. Magistrates is a biblical word for those that are to serve we the people. Okay? Also consider Ben Franklin when he said, whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech. Is that happening right now? Yep. Are they trying to double down their position now with this anti-Semitic talk by trying to criminalize those that make reference to the Word of God? That's exactly what it's about. That's exactly what it's about. Why? Because, again, 329.5 million people are letting a handful of people dictate their lives. That's insanity, isn't it? Well, it's not happening here. Oh, it's happening here. The People's Voice just announced Oklahoma to begin jailing citizens who post offensive things online. Let me tell you what offensive to these criminals is, okay, and are. Let me tell you what offensive is. When you hold to the Word of God and the Constitution, when it exposes them for their crimes and their unconstitutional policies that are there and meant to undermine the U.S. Constitution, that's what's offensive to these people. They're subversive. And if anybody hasn't been paying attention, friends, these big tech companies, folks, it's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. Listen, I do live radio, as you well know, across the country. It is absolutely amazing the filth that comes up on the YouTube channels, the suggestive filth, what they show on YouTube. And again, the suggestive content, it's all subversive to American government, yet they pulled our channel. Why? Because they hate the truth. And it doesn't matter if they hate the truth or not. If the truth kills them, let it kill them, folks, because we're going to keep preaching it. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Just highlighting the fact, by the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact in Oklahoma now they're going to begin jailing citizens, say they, who post offensive things online. Hey, and Americans, just again, think about what I'm going to tell you next. Who's doing the biddings for the corrupt when they all the well know what they're doing is unconstitutional? The American people are. It's the same in every country. Those that are, they sit back and they say they're just doing their job while they're violating the constitutional rights of the people that they're supposed to support. They're too cowardice to turn on those that are giving unconstitutional orders because, again, they're just doing their job. The American people need to get a hold of their government. And Americans, you are that government, so get a hold of yourselves for your sake. Okay? I want you to think about what I'm going to tell you next. Folks, it didn't require any discipline for your said politicians to attain their position. Didn't take any discipline. What they did is they read what others have done, and they see that there's no justice, so they're encouraged to go ahead and get behind the next guy so they can go ahead and out crime or out, what do I want to say? Beat out the guy that was before him concerning the crimes that were committed against the people. They see this as a lucrative business. This is why they get in office and they're making $174,400 a year, and within 2 to 3 years, they're millionaires 5, 10, 15, 20 times over. It's lucrative, friends. Bunch of Judases, Luke 22:48. They didn't earn the knowledge for themselves. They didn't. Hey, folks, I can't tell you. When I was in Arkansas last week, I had shared with the people that I've done this literally public events over 3,000 times. And I cannot tell you if I've ever met a said representative that knows the Constitution. They don't even know what they're there for. I have heard them tell me on the federal floor, you know, we just do what we do to go along, to get along. It was so bad, as a matter of fact, when I was in Maryland, it's called Maryland, by the way, not Maryland, but however you want to say it, that's old English, I guess. But when I was in Maryland, it was interesting. I met with a representative, and he used to carry a constitution and a declaration of independence. So correct me, I take a step back. One guy I know that actually took the time to know him. He was called to go to the federal floor and that testify during a hearing in Washington, D.C. He made reference to the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence on the way out, just showing you how foreign it is to those people that are supposed to serve the law and upholding it. Right? That swore that they would do so. Deuteronomy 23:23, Numbers 30, verse 2, not in that order. But on the way out, the court reporter looked at my acquaintance in Maryland that is a representative in the halls of government, and she asked him the question, so what was it that you were making reference to? I remember preaching in South Dakota, and I was going back and forth, and it came to my attention, and it was the Holy Ghost, of course, that there was a senator that was there, and I'd asked in front of everybody, you know, if she took the time to read the Constitution, and she was there for 6 years, never read it. How many times have I had politicians on the program asking them questions about the Constitution in their daft? Do you understand? See, this is what happens when the people don't care anymore. This is what happens. And you get a bunch of knuckleheads and a bunch of reprobates, those that have been abandoned over to sin in office, and then they wonder why they advocate for the crimes that they're advocating for against God. It's insane. And then you wonder why you suffer the abuse. You suffer the abuse because you're not obeying the Lord. Period. But folks, they didn't earn the knowledge for themselves. Yet they will, soon enough, after the fact probably. But when you hold them to it, they do learn the lesson. What we see today in America is clear incompetence. I want to show it to you right now. The people that are being put into office by design, it's all by design. Okay? This is why your favorite politicians and all of those that have the support of your whole county or your whole city or whole state don't get into office, because they're telling you that this person had more votes than that person did. And the way that they get away with that is they deceive you through the use of the media, the mainstream media's mockingbird media, through voter fraud. It's exactly what's happening. And it's been going on. I don't care what the mainstream media says. It's exactly what's happening. The people didn't vote these crumbs in. They didn't vote these criminals in. Where do you have to go to get the results of votes, friends, concerning your precincts? You have to go to the same mainstream media that 94% of you don't believe in. They give you the results, you believe them, and you let it go. And there goes your states. And what do they do? Like we have here in Minnesota, Tim Walz, he's a communist. The people hate his guts. There's 5.9 million people here. Who's the attorney general? And I knew that when he left the 5th District, and I'm talking about Keith Ellison, who's from Michigan. I told the people, I said, when he jumped over to the attorney general, I knew that the fix was in. And sure enough, why? Because the people hate his guts here. He was denounced by the police commission, and yet he won office? Well, that's pretty magical, isn't it? Now, let me go back to this, because I want you to see this. Okay, just to show you the incompetence. And this is a hearing, and I want to say this too. The person asking the questions is just a little bit more competent than the one that's being sworn in. And I'm saying that for the very purpose. They see these people. They see how dense they are. They see what they're responsible for concerning the crimes that they've committed against the people. But somehow or another, they continuously get into the position that they were being made fun of concerning their qualifications. And what they didn't have as far as qualifications. Okay? So let's go ahead and take a look at this.
I said this before, and I'm sure I'm going to get cut off saying it now, but I am the
that
daughter
would be a yes or no.
Small business owners.
So that's great. Right.
I'm a daughter when I was growing up. So
okay, this should be.
Okay, so what's happening is acting labor secretary can't answer if she's ever owned a business, but she's being appointed to dictate small business in the United States. Okay, that's what you got to know. This is the underlying premise.
Really easy for you.
Let's try this again. Listen carefully. If you need to write a note down, that's fine. It is kind of comical when you're supposed to be the acting secretary and you can't answer a question. So I'm with you on the comedy. Unfortunately, it's not that comical because it's real life. So let's try it again. Have you, not the daughter, not the mother, not the sister, not the aunt, have you ever owned a business?
Congresswoman, you asked me why the
have
business.
You?
This is called stonewalling.
Okay, let's try this again. So you're making a ton of money. You're trying to. You're making legislation for business owners. You're supposed to be in charge as the acting person, yet you can't answer a simple question. Amazing to me. Maybe we should just pay you more money, and that would help you answer the question. I'm going to go back to the question again. Have you ever owned a business? Not a trick question.
Congresswoman, there are working people in this country.
Yes.
Isn't she something? This is what you're dealing with, Americans.
You can't get confirmed is because you can't. Wonderful.
Okay, do you see what this is all about, folks? These are the kind of people that are being put into place. Oh, I wanted to show you another video. I got to be careful of this one, though. And there's a lot of videos like this, where judges get pulled over for speeding, and the judge gets mad at the police officer, and he tries to set them straight and say, you better know who you just pulled over, and you better get it right. You need to call so-and-so. And then the next thing you do is you see the police officer go up to him and apologize to him for doing his job. We played that video. We played videos where the chief of police, they're drunk, they're busted, DWI in it. And what happens? The cops, what do? They protect them all the way home. It's a double standard, folks, and it's dishonesty. There's no integrity. And again, but it applies to you. It just doesn't apply to them. This is a New York district attorney. She gets pulled over by a police officer, and I want you to hear this. I'm going to do my best because she swears every once in a while. Do forgive me if it gets in there, but this is what you are putting up with, Americans, and you need to knock it off. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to them. They're not going to knock it off until you hold them accountable.
Now, seriously,
this is ridiculous.
I have the right to detain you until this is done.
She's swearing. Just write me a blanking ticket. I don't really care. I'm not going to prosecute myself. She's laughing and mocking the police officer.
Come over here. You're on. This is on a traffic stop, ma'am.
Yes, it is. Dennis Kohlmeyer.
Okay, this is what they all do. They say you can go ahead and call so-and-so, their superior, that will get this attack dog, this police officer doing his job, off of me. This is what you're putting up with, Americans.
I stopped you.
This is
stop
a
at all.
District attorney in New York.
No, I didn't actually. I was on the phone.
Okay. Well, you're not supposed to be on the phone while you're driving either.
Yes, I am, with the hands-free. Absolutely.
Okay. Why are you so upset at me? I'm doing my job. You just admitted to me that you were going 55 and a 35. I'm filling the throat.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. She's calling the superior
officer
to tell
Christopher. Can you
to
stay
tell
over here,
Christopher leave.
No,
this is a traffic.
I'm not.
This is a legal traffic stop. Do you have your ID?
No, it's in my purse. Here.
You have your purse right there.
No.
Look at this, folks.
Talk to Dennis.
This is in New York. Okay. This is happening all over the country,
sir. I stopped her for going 55 and a 35 on Phillips Road.
These people think they're above the law. Americans, you want to preserve your republic? Then you better be the law. We'll be right back. Read Article 4, Section 4 while you got a moment. Again, we'll be right back after this. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We have Enrico calling in from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley. I have a scripture from Ecclesiastes because everything as this time came to my mind, and Ecclesiastes 3 says everything has its time under the sun. So this is Ecclesiastes 7:12. It says, for wisdom is defense and money is defense, but the excellency of knowledge, that wisdom is given life to them that have it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you always make me happy, guy, when you call. You really do.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I just want you to know you have done so much on this side of the screen. I have multiple sclerosis, but your ministry has given me so much understanding and knowledge. Man, God God bless you guys.
Amen. Hey, Enrico, I do want to tell you, I don't know where you're going to be at, but we are going to be in Michigan again. Number 51 in the last three and a half years here, I'm guessing. And I'm trying to pull it up right now, and I'll put it up on the screen for you. But that's okay. Coming up on June 1st. We're going to be at 4471 East Atherton Road, Burton, Michigan. June 1st.
Okay.
Can you make it?
Okay. I don't think so because it's an hour away and it's on Sunday. And I don't know if my ride was going to be able to get there by 1 p.m. And it's a hard struggle, Bradley. That's why I commend you. I love watching your Sons of Liberty show, man. It's so God fulfilling, man. It's giving me the inspiration to read the Bible over and over and over again. I told my cousin, oh, what are you going to do when you're done with the Bible? Oh, I'm going to read Revelation, and then I'm going to start with Genesis. Ain't no stopping me.
Amen. Amen. Enrico, you have our hearts over here, guy, and I hope to see you again and again, yeah. Calling at any given time. Have a good day, my friend from Michigan. I totally appreciate you. Let me go ahead and sew this up, folks. I got 7 minutes left. I got a lot to cover. I got a video I need to play for you as well. We're talking about hitting the target and the issues that you need your attention, period. Okay. American Military News highlights migrant families homeless will be housed at a National Guard armory in Lexington. You Americans, you can't make it up. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. You just can't. So we have all these illegals being lured in by federal and state governments through the Act of Treason, Article 3, Section 3, and yet when they come in and they commit crimes, which we're seeing across the boards, then they're not supposed to do anything about the crimes that are being committed against them. Well, what am I talking about? Again, let's go over to Germany now. A German politician prosecuted for criticizing gang rapes by illegals, by migrants that are being lured in. If you remember right, Mrs. Merkel, that devil, the daughter of Adolf Hitler, the prime minister over there in Germany, do you remember when she slapped the German flag and she said, Germany belongs to Islam? Do you not understand who these said people are working for, friends? What is it? What is it? A question mark. What is it that they need to do before you figure out what it's all about? You need to lose your life first before you finally figure it out? Apparently so. In many cases, they're prosecuting people for standing up against gang rapers. Oh, or rapists. Pretty crazy stuff. Now, I got to show this to you before the end of the show. I just highlighted the fact that Chris Cuomo, Chris, you have my respect in this issue and on this topic because you came clean and you actually acknowledged the truth of the matter, regardless of others that won't. That's where you're going to win me, because you're willing to tell the truth. And that's very far and few between. I was a little surprised, but I was happy to see it, that there was some truth in the man. But Chris Cuomo, according to the People's Voice, came out and said who pushed COVID jabs on CNN, that being Chris Cuomo, he admits that the Moderna jab, the vaccine, the experimental jabs, destroyed his health. Okay? Now he was also on another radio show. Somebody just gave it, one of my friends, just happened to send this over this morning, and it's great stuff, and it's information that we all need to see. Because, again, you don't get to see this very often, but I want you to go ahead and check this out. And this is Chris Cuomo. Listen carefully as to what he has to say.
I believe in it. I'll tell you something else that's going to get you a lot of hits. I am taking a, what do they call it? Like a regular dose, you know, whatever. They're trying to build up of ivermectin. Mm. Ivermectin was a boogeyman early on in COVID.
You couldn't talk about it.
That was wrong. We were given bad information about ivermectin. The
told
real question is, why? Everyone's going to say, Joe Rogan was right. No, Joe Rogan was saying, yeah, he was right. But that's not what matters. What matters is the entire clinical community knew that ivermectin couldn't hurt you. They knew it, Patrick. I know they knew it. How do I know? Because now I'm doing nothing but talking to these clinicians who at the time were overwhelmed by COVID, and they weren't saying anything. Not that they were hiding anything, but it's cheap, it's not owned by anybody, and it's used as an antimicrobial, antiviral in all of these different ways and has been for a long time.
For malaria for over almost 20 years.
Yeah. So, and my doctor, who is now my doctor, was using it during COVID on her family and on patients, and it was working for them. So they were wrong to play scared on that. Didn't know that at the time. Know it now. Admit it now. Reporting on it now.
Okay.
I think that's the job. Because I believe
that's the job. He said because that's the job. Well, what is he? He's supposed to be a news anchor, a journalist. What he just defined as it being the job and the duties of the job, he's exactly right. I have one of my friends on social media platforms right now saying, did Chris Cuomo apologize for this from yesterday, apologize for pushing COVID shots after revealing his own side effects? I don't know exactly what that is that you have in front of us, but I just got done playing a video where he came out and he did apologize for not giving people the truth of the issue because he wasn't given it, saith he. Okay, I don't understand that unless him and his brother don't get along, the former creepy governor. Mr. Cuomo over there, who was removed for sexual crimes against his employees in the Capitol building in New York there. But don't tell me that the governor, speaking of Governor Cuomo, didn't know exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. And so did the mayor. Remember they wanted to offer you the keys to the city in New York? Well, like I said, this is good. And I just heard Chris Cuomo come out and admit he was wrong about it. So, again, lining that up with an article, Dino, my friend, I don't know exactly what that is, but I did hear him apologize, and I think that that is good to hear from somebody that is in a position like that, especially considering the fact that they're controlled opposition. Well, if you asked him if he was controlled opposition concerning driving the narrative, he's probably one of those guys that was being used inadvertently, not advertently, not purposefully. So, anyways, it is what it is, and I'm glad to hear it, that he has come out and he has actually shared the truth of the matter. I've got much more to cover right now, friends, and I don't have the time because we're coming to the end of the show. But with that said, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store. Check out what you would desire concerning the Word of God, testimonies, T-shirts that spark up conversations with Christian context and or forefather context. On we got a national slogan as well on T-shirt, Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. We have the coffee cups as well. We're not making a storehouse or a den of thieves out of the Father's house in any sense of the word. These are things that you asked for. I also wanted to let you know, speaking of those things that you've asked for, I'm also in the middle of doing a documentary with a team of people out of Ohio right now concerning the whole Mason lie and equating our forefathers to a bunch of Satanists, which is the furthest thing from the truth. I'm about 50 minutes into that right now, and hopefully we're going to have that done in about a month here. It takes a lot of time, folks, because you got to do voiceovers. Then we send it up to the team, and then you got to approve their content as to how they put the videos together, so on and so forth. And I'd also ask this, and I don't do this very often, but I do want to say I would ask that you'd consider being a son or daughter of Liberty, especially during these times, because we need that support to pay for the things that we have in front of us. And then we got dates coming up in Pensacola, Florida. That's coming up on the 24th of this month, Pensacola, Florida. Also, we're going to be in Michigan, Burton, Michigan in June 1st, as a matter of fact. We hope to see you there. Just got lots of stuff going on, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you're new to the show, go over to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and we will talk to you in one day in 23 hours. See ya.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.